We're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a regular segment where we talk about the big issues facing the state and the region, featured in the newspaper's Viewpoints section. The word terrorism is a dramatic one, and it causes strong reaction on all sides, and controversy over its use recently emerged in the wake of serial package bombings in Austin, Texas. Arizona Republic editorial director Phil Boas wrote about the topic and is with me for his weekly appearance to talk about it. Phil, when you decided to write about this, how important was context?
I think the word itself creates a lot of confusion because there's a colloquial use of it in just our common language. When we say, for instance, the Austin bomber terrorized his community, I mean, I think we can all agree with that. That's colloquial. That's not a legal definition of the word terror. But there are legal definitions, and they matter in law enforcement. And that's why this issue came up during this series of incidents in Austin, Texas. The community was terrorized. I think everybody agrees with that. But there is a legal definition of terrorism, and it comes from the U.S. Code of Federal Regulations. And it matters in law enforcement. It matters when you're going to charge somebody. And I'll just quote it to you. Terrorism is the unlawful use of force and violence against persons or property to intimidate or coerce a government, the civilian population, or any segment thereof in furtherance of a political or social objective. Mm-hmm. That's the definition legally.
There are some people who've been very concerned that if a white person commits an act that is something similar to this, the person is troubled. The person has certain issues. How much does that come into play with this? Because that's a pretty controversial area. That's a very sensitive area for folks.
Well, white-black politics in America is a minefield, and it always has been. And the reason that has come up and the reason we're talking about it today is because there's an argument that the police and the media are treating black suspects, black assailants differently in the way they describe them. Okay, let's go to Austin. Let's talk about the bomber there. I mean, Austin is about as progressive a city as you'll find in the West, and I'm sure the police department reflects that. But the police department wasn't ready to go to the word terrorist because it wasn't matching the legal definition in this case. And I don't believe it still does, but there was tremendous pressure building from the civil rights community to use that word. And it was used in a political way. I mean, it was used to argue that Austin is racist, that the community has real problems and needs to deal with them. And what annoys me about this kind of politics is you're talking about a moment where the police are working overtime, double time, trying to find a killer, and they're having to deal with these politics that have an agenda that are exploiting really the suffering and the deaths of other people in order to make, I think, cheap political points. Because I think everybody was interested in getting that killer. You know, there may have been disagreement about whether he was a terrorist or not, but I think everybody in Austin believed he was human scum and he needed to be captured and stopped because he was a threat to everybody and their kids.
Mm-hmm. And in the piece, you talk about how the police chief in Austin, interim police chief in Austin, Brian Manley, there was this pressure put on him where almost even when he admitted that he thought this was a terrorist attack, or even just used the word, it really wasn't good enough because almost like too little, too late or something like that.
Right. So some of the social activists said too little, too late. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, you go back to just 2015 and you find the law enforcement officials who were being accused of misusing the word terrorism. It was the Obama Justice Department, and they were being accused of refusing to use that word with Dylan Roof, a white young man who went and killed black worshipers at a church in Charleston, South Carolina. And so Loretta Lynch, the black attorney general, was inexplicably accused of racism because she wanted to charge him and the feds wanted to charge him with a hate crime, not with domestic terrorism.
How much has the definition of terrorism changed since 9/11? And I bring it up only because I cannot remember what wording was used with Timothy McVeigh in Oklahoma City, which to that point in time in modern America was the worst. I mean, it was the blowing up of a government building by someone who clearly had a political agenda. Did 9/11 then twist us more toward this Muslim terrorism narrative?
Yeah, I think it did. But I think about Timothy McVeigh. How many Americans, other than sort of the militia nuts, think well of Timothy McVeigh? Nobody wants to embrace the guy. We all despise and loathe what he did. You know, so there's no disagreement there. And the problem with the politicizing of the word terrorism is that it's creating divisions where there really aren't any. I mean, think of Austin. That whole community was geared toward catching this guy, this man who was, you know, planting bombs throughout the city. Everybody was in agreement. He was a bad guy. You know, you didn't have to have the Austin police fighting a rear guard battle with members of their community in the middle of all this. They had plenty to do already.
Phil Boas is editorial director of the Arizona Republic.